Let's play the Harris Challenge now. Contestant number one. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this, as far as I know, is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Okay. First of all, my name is PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I'm a newlywed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's enough.
Okay. Really? Already? It's over? Wow, that didn't last long.
The important things. Okay.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from. Did you have a nice honeymoon?
No honeymoon, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I hope at some point you do get to get away for a weekend or something.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Enjoy yourselves. Okay. Debbie, here are the categories on the screen. Category one is our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Category two, musical duos of the 70s and 80s. And category three, who you calling a cow?
I'll take musical duos.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on one, you can always come back to it, as long as we haven't gotten to the one-minute mark, because that's when the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. And at that point, if you haven't gotten past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do get to eight or more, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. From Werenberg Theaters, we are going to give you a choice to see Man of Steel.
Ooh, the new Superman movie.
World War Z.
Ooh, the new
whatever
Tom
movie.
Cruise?
Brad Pitt
movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or The Internship.
Ooh, the new...
Isn't that...
Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn movie.
Yes.
Werenberg.
Or you can pick a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
And all those prizes will include a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
That's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And that's what you're playing for, Debbie. In the category musical duos of the 70s and 80s, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
What are the last names of Daryl and John, who had hits like Maneater?
Hall & Oates.
Correct. What was the better-known name of married couple Daryl and Tony, who had hits like Love Will Keep Us Together?
Captain and Tennille.
Correct. What are the last names of Valerie and Nicholas, who had a 1984 hit with Solid as a Rock?
Oh, Valerie. Uh-oh.
You can pass if you want.
Pass, yeah.
What was the last name of Jim and Dash, the duo that had hits like Summer Breeze? You can pass again.
Gosh, I know that one. I'll pass.
What was the last name of Kenny and Jim, who had a 1972 hit with Your Mama Don't Dance?
Log is a Messina.
Correct. Back to Valerie and Nicholas, Solid as a Rock.
Ashford and Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson is correct,
Dan. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know that. Okay.
And Jim and Dash, who did Summer Breeze.
Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts.
Correct.
Seals and Crofts. I knew that one. I couldn't think of it. Okay.
Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. Let's see how you did here, Debbie. You got the one and the two and the five, and that is right at the eight-point threshold.
All
congratulations.
Right,
oh, awesome.
Stand by, and Dan will give you your movie tickets and or whatever it is you choose from the prize package, and we'll go to our next contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, for all your automotive needs up in North County, come to Old Town Automotive, just down the street, actually, from Old Town Donuts, formerly D'Angelo Automotive, 831-2200.
I love the fact that people are finally getting the five-second cheap plug opportunity concept for the commercial plugs. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Who you calling a cow or... Showbiz Stripes.
Let's try. Have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who ran for president last year, but this week announced that she won't run for re-election to Congress?
Michelle Bachmann.
Correct. Which U.S. politician made a surprise visit to Syria this week?
John McCain.
Correct. Which TV show was resurrected by Netflix, which made a new season available for streaming this week?
Oh, pass.
Which U.S. government official invited several media organizations to meet with him this week, but was refused because it would be off the record?
I better pass that one, too.
On what continent did scientists discover a colony of giant fluorescent pink slugs this week?
Asia.
Australia. Back to the three-pointer, the TV show resurrected by Netflix. New season available for streaming this week.
Man, I did hear that one too, but I sure can't remember it. I'm going to be punished, I think. Pass.
The TV show is Arrested Development. The government official who wanted to go off the record is Eric Holder. And yeah, go online and Google this. Giant fluorescent pink slugs. I will tell you, don't leave off the word slugs there, because the internet has weird things on it. But this is weird too. Giant fluorescent pink slugs. They found them in New South Wales in Australia, and there's no way to describe it. It's a visual. You're going to have to see it for yourself.
All right,
Jim, you got the one and the two, and unfortunately, that's only 3 points. So, yeah, you will have to be punished.
Cool.
We talked about this an hour ago when Joe Hipperson was here reviewing the new movie After Earth, which we would never give you movie tickets to because it sucks so much. This is the new movie starring Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith. And while here, Joe mentioned that they appeared on a British TV show, The Graham Norton Show, recently. And at one point, they were asked to rap by the host. And so Will Smith is doing the beatboxing, and his son Jaden Smith is, well, I guess you call this rapping.
Okay. Hello. Hello. How you doing there? Hello. Like, hello. Like, hello. My name is Jaden and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances, young romances. Girl, this is your chance. It's a long shot. Cupid tried to hit your bow, but it's the wrong shot. Because I'm trying to rock the mic and know I won't stop. I'ma keep rapping about this love until the song stops. Hello.
Make him stop.
Yeah.
If this were America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel would have hit that buzzer in the first 13 seconds. That was really, really bad. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Jim, but you brought it on yourself.
I did. Thank you very much for the let me try anyway.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Here is contestant number three. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, let's do it upright. If you need gas, welding, medical, anything, go to Air Gas.
Okay. Scott, we have
another guest. Go to White Castle.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Pardon me. Tuna fish. Scott, here are the categories. We have who you sorry. We have who you calling a cow, showbiz stripes, or multiple choice news stories.
Well, I'm going to be throwing my voice in part of this, so what do you want? Did you say stripes or strikes?
Stripes with a P.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Okay. Who's that with you?
My lovely, not new bride.
Who has no name.
Oh, Chris.
Okay. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Okay. Good luck. Scott and Chris. Showbiz stripes is what you want?
Yes.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who wrote the classic march, Stars and Stripes Forever?
John Philip Sousa.
Correct. What was Bill Murray's character's job before joining the Army in the movie Stripes?
Pass.
On the TV show MASH, which character was headed home in a pinstripe suit when his plane went down, leaving no survivors?
We'll pass on that. Keep going.
For 2 points each.
Henry Blake.
Henry Blake is right. For 2 points each, what are the first names of the two people who made up the band The White Stripes?
Oh, my God, that was the 80s. No, let's keep going.
Five-pointer, what was the name of the sergeant that Gomer Pyle gave so much trouble?
Sergeant Carter.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer, what was Bill Murray's character's job before joining the Army in Stripes?
Oh. Not on the tip of my tongue.
He was...
wasn't he a delivery boy or something
He was
that?
A cab driver.
Cab driver.
Remember that horrible woman gets in the back of the cab and he decides to abandon her in the middle of the bridge and throws the keys of the cab? While her luggage is locked in the trunk, he throws the keys into the river?
Yeah.
Jack and Meg were the white stripes. But you didn't need that, Scott and Chris, because you got the 5, the 3, and the 1 for a total of 9, and you're a winner.
There we are.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I move on to our fourth contestant. Hello, John.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay. I'll plug a St. Gabriel School Picnic next Saturday, where you can ride the famous Ferris wheel from Michael Jackson's Neverland and have some of Johnny Fungo's famous chicken wings.
Wait a second. The actual Ferris wheel from Neverland?
Yes, sir. An amusement company that comes every year, they purchased it. About 4 or 5 years ago, it was on an auction block, and they were the ones who bought it.
Wow. Be careful with some of the saddles, though.
number 12.
Wow. I would say if that's actually the one from the Neverland Ranch, one word springs to mind, Purell.
Yeah.
Enough
well,
said.
It was one of the most colorful ones that we've ever had.
Is there a bubbles on there?
No monkeys either.
Oh.
Chimp not included. All right, John, two categories left. We have who you calling a cow or multiple choice news stories.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I'll probably lose in it, but I think everybody's curious. How about who you calling a cow?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which can cows do? Go upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs.
No, upstairs. Within three, how many patties does an average cow drop each day?
7.
15.
Oh.
How many gallons of milk does the average dairy cow produce in a day? 1 to 5, 10 to 15, or 20 to 25?
The middle one.
10 to 15 is correct. When a beef cow goes to market at 1,000 pounds, does it yield more meat or more byproducts?
Byproducts.
Byproducts is right. What must a dairy cow do every year to keep producing milk?
Eat a lot of grass.
No. Same thing a woman needs to do to produce milk. Have a baby.
Baby.
Or in the cow world, we call it a calf. Yeah. By the way, going back to the stairs question, cows can go upstairs, but their knees don't bend properly for going downstairs.
Someone wanted to do that. You know how we used to do senior pranks?
Mm-hmm.
Someone wanted to get a cow when we were in school.
Take it up to the second level.
Yeah, up to the second level.
And that's what, you know what happened in Dean Wormer's office when we did that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That didn't happen. We cemented a toilet outside the school.
Just as much fun.
Yes.
By the way, out of 1,000 pounds of a beef cow, 600 pounds are beef products, 400 pounds meat, as they call it. John, let's review how you did here. You got the 3 and the 4, and oh, that's only 7 points.
Oh, no.
So that means you have to be punished as well by Jaden Smith.
Okay. Hello.
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 You know, the crowd actually goes, they're going crazy at the beginning, like, woo, this will be good. And then they hear this.
Like, hello, my name is Jaden, and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend a young school.
All right. Make quiet.
Give the people on the right on the highways a break, please.
I'm sorry, John. I'm glad you called, though. I hope you have a good weekend.
It was a pleasure. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Here is our final contestant today. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I live in South City in Fox Park. I'm looking forward to seeing Michael Wacha's hopefully first Cardinal win next Tuesday, and I'm really glad it's Friday.
I hope that we don't end up with the same relief disaster in that game.
I don't think Matheny will do that again.
I think we need to play Jaden Smith for Mitchell Boggs.
You know, his singing and his pitching, they go together, don't they? By the way, I don't know whether to take my hat off or scowl at the people who waited through the 4-hour rain delay. What did you do for 4 hours at the ballpark while it was raining?
I don't know.
There's not enough hat races on the screen to keep you interested.
No.
Unbelievable last night. All right, Greg. Category is multiple choice news stories. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is Arvind Mahakali spell to win the National Spelling Bee last night? Kanish, Canadal, or Kinesiast?
B.
Canadal is right. What was invented by Al Fritz, who died this week at age 88? The TV remote control, the intermittent windshield wiper, or the Stingray bike?
I will say the intermittent windshield wiper.
The Schwinn Stingray. Which of these are government workers not allowed to wear anymore in Pakistan? Hats, socks, or contact lenses?
Hats.
Socks. What was found in the pipe under a toilet in Pujang County, China this week? The world's largest hairball, an original iPhone, or a newborn baby?
A newborn baby.
Correct. Which of these did a Hungarian farmer build over the winter? A wooden car, a metal cow, or a hen house made of feathers?
A wooden car.
You are correct.
Uh-oh.
It is a wooden car. By the way, the newborn baby who was found in the pipe, they think is going to be okay. Mm. That's good news. The Pakistanis can't wear socks because they're having nationwide power outages. And if you wear socks, you'll get too hot and want to turn on the AC. That's the kind of thing you can get in that part of the world. And canadal was the word he spelled last night, which is a Yiddish word for a kind of a dumpling. So let's see how you did here, Greg. You got the 5, you got the 4, you got the 1. That's 10 points. You're a winner.
Great. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prize in just a moment. In the meantime, that's the Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around a quarter after 5 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.